Iowa and South Dakota students have tied for first place in the best ACT College Board test scores in the nation. Both Iowa and South Dakota saw an average of 21.6 out of a percent score of 36. Two-thirds of students in Iowa who graduated from high school last spring took the ACT. Iowa was one of 24 states to test more than half of its students. A U.S. district judge today approved the settlement that says South Dakota won't enforce current state laws that prohibit protected speech and are aimed at suppressing protests against the Keystone XL pipeline. The settlement makes permanent an earlier federal court ruling that temporarily blocked enforcement of unconstitutional provisions of the anti-protest laws. A rule that allows farmers to legally grow hemp will be finalized this week. It's a move many states have been waiting for so they can begin widespread hemp production. And it is a big thing for Iowa farmers who hope to tap into a rapidly growing market for hemp-derived cannabidiol, commonly called CBD. It's used in everything from pet food to wine and creams that help relieve minor aches and pains. The $5 billion market will grow to nearly $24 billion by 2003. And California Senator Kamala Harris is transferring her staff from several early voting states to Iowa as she tries to revive her sagging presidential campaign with a strong showing in the leadoff caucus state. Harris has struggled to maintain a foothold in Iowa. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.